This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Schools in Portsmouth started a bit later this week, at 8:20 instead of 7:30. And the idea behind these later start times is that if kids are allowed to sleep later, they'll be better prepared to learn once they get to school. Schools in the towns of Durham, Madbury, and Lee, as well as the Interlakes School District in the Laconia area, also are starting late this year. And joining me now to talk about how the later start times are going so far in Portsmouth is Superintendent Steve Zadrovic. He's been a supporter of these later start times. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Yeah, no, a pleasure.
So middle and high school students started on Monday, but not a huge sample size to go on. But so far, first few days, how have students been responding to the later start times?
Yeah, I'd honestly say it's been mixed. It is just a couple days, really, that we have to go on so far. And, this has been a change for all of our middle and high school students to start a bit later. I think we knew all along this would be an adjustment. So, for some students, it is that adjustment. Some, I think, love it. Have taken advantage to get a little extra start time in the morning. It being the first week of school, I will say my impressions are generally students are a little excited or anxious or whatever, so this may not be the best sample week to tell because students may be up early and trying to get going anyway. Overall, the impression from students and staff has been positive.
And along with the later start time comes a later end time, right?
Right.
How's that been working out?
That's been working out pretty well. We knew going in that one of our, one of the things we wanted to address was the later end time as well because of after-school activities, sports, athletics, et cetera. And everything has been scheduled to adapt to that later time. We looked at some additional after-school kind of programming that we could do, in particular at the middle school that's going to get off the ground. I think that's the piece that people are adapting to. And I think as we get into more of the routine, people will just, get used to this as the new normal for their day.
Mm-hmm. Some parents have argued that if a child is tired when he or she gets to school, it's because the parents have not been strict enough about making them put away their screens and go to bed. For adjusting to this new delayed start time, later start time, what role, in your view, do parents have?
It's not so much, parents demanding kids fall asleep. You can't demand a kid fall asleep if their sleep rhythms are such that they can't fall asleep at a certain time. So, we knew that the adolescent sleep cycles really warranted us to look at a later start time because students naturally stay up a little later and stay in a little later as they hit adolescence.
Some studies suggest that teenagers have a biological need to wake up around 10 or 11 a.m. So does an 8:20 start time for students in Portsmouth go far enough towards meeting their biological needs?
That's a great question. We're looking at this, and certainly we'll be looking at the effects for kids on this that we see at school. Some would argue it should be later.
Would you argue that?
For me, it's too early to tell. I do have a sample of two in my house, a middle and high schooler, and I think, this timing seems to be working out pretty well, but, not everybody is the same either. So, what we're trying to do is to figure out what is it that we can do. Is this change big enough? What we didn't want to do was make a change of 15 minutes or 20 minutes or even 30 and expect that was going to have an impact. So, we went for, starting 50 minutes later. And we'll be looking at it throughout this year. Will we see a decrease in tardies? Will we see students more alert in first period class? We want to talk to students, talk to parents as we go through this year.
And how are you measuring the success of the later start time?
Yeah, so that gets to some of those measures I was just talking about, attendance, tardies, certainly looking at performance with students. We'll want to look at participation in after-school activities. Is that being impacted at all?
And when you say performance, are you meeting test scores?
It could be test scores. It could be grades. It could be, looking at surveys to teachers and surveys to students. In a number of ways, we would hope that what we're doing is positioning students to be more successful throughout their school day. And it's not just academics. It's their overall wellness. So, are we seeing any decrease in some of the social-emotional pieces and really looking at the whole student? This idea is really about the whole child. So, that's something we'll be paying attention to and talking to a lot of people as we go. because, you know, what we do is we want to have an impact in setting kids up for to be most successful that they can.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
Yeah, no problem, Peter. Thank you.